Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin' Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. The views expressed, apart from tweets and comments, are mine and mine alone. This is episode 32, which I've titled Sexton Bomb. This weekend's opponents for the boys in green are Wales in our fourth Six Nations match, with kickoff at the Millennium Stadium on Saturday at 5 p.m. and live coverage on RTE2. Now, first off, I want to talk about this competition I've been running. Thanks again to the IRFU for donating the prize. If you want to check out how to enter, go to the website, harpinonrugby.net, and you'll find out details there. I'll be making the draw live on a website called justin.tv, but you'll find links and all on Twitter and Facebook and everything. I'll announce when I'm making the draw, but it will be shortly after full time in the Wales v Ireland match. I'm doing it live for two reasons. Number one, for the interest of fairness, and number two, to give you guys an opportunity to watch me make a fool of myself. So it's a win-win situation, really. But good luck in the competition. Thanks to everyone who's already entered. Now, normally on this podcast, I do a preview of the weekend's match for Leinster, Ireland, but I've already written one for a website called sportsnewsireland.com. I want to thank Trevor for getting in touch and giving me the opportunity to do it. And if you want to have a read, it's go to the website, sportsnewsireland.com. Check under rugby and articles, and you should find it there. I do everything but give my actual score prediction. I'll do that at the end of this podcast. Another thing I want to tell you about is an initiative from Connor Buckley, who has his own website called 99 Call, and he's done a thing called Scrum Feed. If you follow this Twitter account at @scrum_feed, you'll basically then every time he's got a list of independent blogs like mine and his and loads of others, and anytime a new post goes up from any of them, you'll get a tweet about it. So it's a great way of keeping in touch with all the independent opinion out there on the rugby scene. So be sure and tune into that. Now, I want to hand the rest of this podcast over to you. I asked on Twitter last night and Facebook for people to give their opinions on the match coming up on Saturday, so I'll just get straight into it. First up, we've got Connor Buckley himself, who goes as 22 dropout. He says, it won't be a classic. Whoever concedes the least penalties wins. It'll be a kick fest between Raj and Hook, and Raj will win. Next, we've got Connor Finnegan, who says, the choice at 12. Please discuss this. In capital letters. I think he means probably wants McFadden in there ahead of Gordon Darcy. He says that and the choice of 22 seems to be crazy and has been throughout the Six Nations. Next up is the Kenmeister, and he says, Kidney doesn't have a rushers. Has taken a topside into decline and lost the respect. Can you podcast that? So there you go. Thanks for that, Kenmeister, if indeed that is your real name. Next up, we've got Rugger Wine, also known as Jim Kelly, regular reader of Harpin' on Rugby. He says, Ireland by 7 points. Wally to score first for Ireland. Man of the match, Pauly. I presume that's Paul O'Connell. So thanks, Jim. And Donald Redden agrees with Conor Finnegan. He says, yes, McFadden should be at 12. And finally, from the tweets, we've got Jellyman, who says, Penos won't be a problem Saturday. If nerves and knock-ons are, we may lose. On paper, Ireland looked too strong. 3-1 win. There you go. Now, on to Facebook comments. Darren Bayless says, very hard one to call, to be honest. I think it will just come down to which team can get it together and clicks. I guess history leads in favor of Ireland, with only one loss, I think, in 12 years in Cardiff. So a close game, Ireland by 3. Keanu Miller says, it'll be a tough game, fairly high penalty count on both sides. Fancy Ireland by a single score. We'll have the measure of them in the scrum, but they'll have us in the line-out. Aidan O'Leary, hi Aidan, went to school with him. He says, I hope I'm not wrong. No, I hope I am wrong, but I think Wales have the edge on us. They are a more creative side, and Ireland aren't playing cohesively enough for my liking. O'Gara can kick, but Fitzgerald can't. We need the momentum to face Proud Edwards Army next week, but for me, home advantage to count, Wales by 4. And finally, Hugh Curran, he had a long comment, but I've tried to cut it down. He says, our scrums are good, our lineouts are bad. Wales always look dangerous on counter, and their offloading can be great to watch. Sexton to come on as sub and shine, and he prefers McFadden over Wallace. And finally, he says, I say we'll cough up more than our share of penos, but I'll give this to Ireland by 7 or 8 points. Well, listen, thanks to everyone for commenting. I want to do more podcasts of reading tweets and comments, but I'm just trying it out this week. My own prediction of a final score is to be, I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm saying an exact replica of what happened 2 years ago. I'm saying the final score, Ireland 17, Wales 15. There you go. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you get me at @HarpinOnRugby. Be sure to like the Facebook page and enter the competition, but otherwise, come on the Ireland.